This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Former Superintendent Corey Wise and the Douglas County School District have reached a settlement in a discrimination and retaliation complaint. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The federal and state complaint was filed against the district and the four members of the board's majority who fired Wise more than a year ago. The complaint was the first step before a lawsuit. Wise says his dismissal was retaliation for advocating on behalf of students of color and those with disabilities. Wise says the settlement sends a message.
There's consequences for politicizing education.
Wise says it's time for the board to unify the district. The settlement gives him more than $830,000 from the district's insurance policies. The district declined to comment. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Hundreds of parents with children on special education plans can't read those plans because the plans are only in English. A new bill would let districts translate the documents into the language the family speaks at home. Representative Barbara McLaughlin.
This is complicated stuff about your child, and if you don't know how to help them at home or if you don't know what kind of help they need, it affects everything.
The bill sets aside $500,000 to help districts. Congress is back after a two-week recess. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports the House is teeing up votes on a couple of bills.
The House is expected to debate and vote this week on a bill that would ban transgender women and girls from school sports. The Republican-controlled House also plans to take up a resolution that would overturn a Washington, D.C. policing reform bill. The reforms, which are currently being used on a temporary basis, include expanded public access to police body cam footage and disciplinary records. President Biden said he'd veto the resolution. Speaking of vetoes, the House could also try and overturn Biden's veto regarding the definition of the waters of the United States, but likely doesn't have the votes. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.